Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis. We're in the fifth ayin of Mishnah Berurah. We're getting close to the end of Simen Tof Kuf Yud Ches, dealing with carrying on Yontif. We actually begin with the last words on Kuf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, but we're actually going to start with the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Daled, because he says a little introduction there. And we look in Sivkot Lamed Daled, the Mishnah Berurah says, HaMachaber Kitzer B'zeh, we're about to discuss starting using a pile that was food or of wood that was not really designated for its usage on Yontif. So the Mechaber is going to be telling us the following general din. Amechaber Kitzer B'zeh, but he goes straight to the point, and Ubei or Inyan Kachu. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm going to give you a little background. The Leman Dis LeYitzer Muktzu B'Yontif, we're only referring to the Mechaber Shita, which we discussed many times previously, that there is a concept of Muktzu on Yontif. The Ramah, again, many times previously we said, disagrees. In any event, according to this shita, that there is muktzah on yontif, so then the following ramifications of that shita occur. Ein maschilin l'shtamish ba'otzer b'yontif. You're not allowed to go to a storehouse of an item that is used for storing for stuff that you weren't planning on using for yontif. So you can't go to a otzer, a storehouse of yontif, in lo hizbin mer of yontif, unless you were planning to use that on yontif. Because otherwise, by definition, you put it aside as a storehouse. For example, if you had a pile of wheat, that you put into this storehouse, you have it in a silo, and that's for your animals for fodder for the winter. Not for now, not for yontif, that's for future usage. Or alternatively, or you have wood there that you're planning on using for the winter. Not for now. So then, it's unstarted. It's a storehouse that you didn't start before Yontif, and you had specifically put it there for usage after Yontif. So then, also lo listopic men beyontif. You're not allowed to use it on Yontif. The Chofetz Chaim Eitz and the Sharot Zion, Osu and Gimel, afilu b'tiltul. It's muktzah. You're not even allowed to move it, according to this machmir opinion. And this is true. You're not allowed to use this wood. Bein la'soka, not to use it as firewood. Bein la'achel me'atevin la'bimosav, or the tevin to give it to your animals to eat, because it wasn't planned on being used, and you, so to say, put it aside by putting in this unstarted storehouse, and it was being designated for later usage. The ka'amar ha'machaber, and what the Mishnah Berurah says the machaber is telling us is, dilufamim, sometimes, yesh la'hatir la'soka. There are circumstances that the machaber is going to tell us where you could use such a tevin or wood in these storehouses. For example, kigon tevin shechnisom liotzar basar reimim niskalklu. You put it there for future usage, and you're expecting the animals to eat it at a later point in time, but it got spoiled. And now, shenam ruim keis lamachabema. It's not edible right now, even for the animals. So now, it's only really edible for firewood. We'll explain it's not even edible for making bricks. So mutalola hasik b'hem. And therefore, you're allowed to use it for firewood now. Dear Shifut number 43 will explain a beautiful reasoning why this is so. Even though originally you put it out of your mind, you said this is going to be for the winter, this is going to be for some future usage, not for yontif usage. Nevertheless, you're allowed to go and use it now. Since it spoiled before yontif, it's already being used or intended to be used for firewood because it's no longer good for animal fodder. Even without designating before Yontif for doing so. Why? Why does this work? So Dear Shifut number 43 brings out from Tosos in the Gemara in Beitza the following idea. Shikvar mitchila, at the beginning, the onset of putting it there, when you put it there and had planned not to use it, it wasn't that you're saying, I dare declare I'm not going to use it. No, you put it there. Said, I'm putting it here so if and when it's still edible, it'll be used by my animals. However, ulam kishem b'matzav seruach, but he never said, I won't use it if it gets spoiled. Shelo roy l'machabema, when it's not edible for an animal. So lo hiktu daitabem. He didn't say specifically, I will never use this again. He said, no, if it stays good, then I'm going to use it for animal fodder and I won't use it on yontif. But if it doesn't stay good, I want to use it on yontif. And the Kovik Shiurim adds, based upon the Tosfos, he says, you can see from here, she'issa muktza, that the fact that something is muktza, eino noveya machmas choser hachone. It's not a lack of preparation, a lack of designation. Elo, it's machmas hasocha sadas. It's a hesach hadas idea. When you make something muktza, it's because you intended not to use it. Not that you're intending to use it. And that's why it's not muktza. It's something is muktza because you didn't have it in mind to use. But here, he's explaining, the person never had in mind that I'm not going to use it. He just said, I'm going to use it as animal fodder. But he reserved, so to say, the right to use it if it gets spoiled. Very beautiful understanding. Now we can begin the Mechaber. So we turn back to Yom Aleph. So Maschilin Barema Satev and Siv Zayin. The Mechaber says you're allowed to go start with a pile of wheat that was designated for the future usage if Imhi Tivnasaya, if it becomes spoiled. As Ramos says, Pirish Srucha. It becomes spoiled, it's no longer edible to be eaten by the animals, as Mishbar will explain. And likewise, the Mechaber gives a second reason. We'll see, not everybody agrees that you need the two reasons. The Rambam disagrees with that. But the Mechaber's opinion is the Isbe Kotzim, that it also has thorns in it. So for two reasons, it's spoiled and it has thorns. Sha'omid la'soka. Therefore, there's no other usage for it. You can't use it for food. It's spoiled. And because of the thorns, you can't use it for building materials to make bricks. And therefore, the only thing left for it is omid la'soka. And as we just explained, based upon the Tosus and Beitza, so therefore, it is not that you made it muktza. It's just that you didn't designate it for usage unless it came into such a situation where it's Tiv Nisaya V'Ispe Kotzim. And therefore, it is allowed to be used in this situation. Mishmur explains Sivkot Lamed Hey. But if it was Tevin that you didn't put in for future usage, you just put it someplace. But it wasn't like you said, oh, this is going to be for the winter. Then, then you'd be allowed to use it for firewood right now, even when it's edible for eating. Even if it's edible for eating for your animal, or for any other usage that you might have used it for, the ain she muktzalein, because it's not muktza. And you're allowed to go take something that is not muktza and use it for firewood. You have a chair. You're allowed to take the chair and throw it in the fire if you want. So therefore, you can do the same thing over here. Sivkot lamed vav, tiv nesaya, it's spoiled. Hainu kishu musuch bod, it's very spoiled. Dafilu ayde peruch, even by crumbling it, lo chazil lehem, the animals won't eat it. Because of a taz, the taz adds, dafilu hochi osu likshor osom lasos and chavilus chavilos, kidero shosan lasoka. Even in this situation, though, where you're allowed to throw it in the fire, you can't bundle it up like they would normally think bundles of firewood. That you can't do. Unless, elem kenu yukshu mer yadu. Unless it was, of course, kosher, it was bundled together before yantar, then of course you can do it. This is only if the tevin is dry and it can be used for firewood. But if it's moist tevin, so then in after it brings up the Mo'igram that yeah, you can throw it into a huge conflagration, into a big bonfire, and it would burn, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about using it for regular firewood, and therefore he says in that situation when it's moist, you wouldn't be able to use it. But he does bring down Ubechemed Moshe, Mefakut was there, Ayin Shom. He says Ubechemed Moshe disagrees, look over there. Then the Mishmur continues in Sivkat Lamazayin. He says the other characteristic that we said, you have to have two, Tivnes Sarya, either was spoiled food, and the Ispe Kosman has thorns inside it. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Lav Hoch, if you don't have both of these characteristics, Chazei HaTevin, then the Tevin would be useful, Legabel Bohem Tit, to go and mix it with cement and make it into bricks or cement. And there it would still be considered Muktzah because it has an alternative purpose other than for firewood. Now, if you look in the Shaar HaTzion, Ostun Ches, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam lo zochar ki matnai sheish bo kotzim. He doesn't mention the Tivnes Sarya. He just mentions the kotzim. And his reasoning is a tamo. The mimela to lo chazil behema. He says, once it has kotzim in it, it's the equivalent of Tivnes Sarya because animals don't eat thorns. However, Ushara poskim in Tzrichim Shnei Tanoim. This is only the Rambam. The other poskim, which is the Mechaber, was stam like them, do require both tanoim. And you can see in the Chemin Moshe the reasoning, sheyesh harbi chayu she'ena kotzim mazik lehem. There are many animals that do eat thorns in the fodder. It doesn't bother them. As the Gemara in Chulin clearly says, kulu chevasa baryasa kotze ochli, that the animals that are healthy can go and eat these thorns. And the issue footnote number 44 brings down another reason why you have the additional reason of the kotzim. That if there's either one of the two reasons, so Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal brings down kivin she'efsho livro resa kotzim koshim tein lehemtin lecho miyatevin. If it was only the kotzim, if that was the only reason, so you could separate out the kotzim. But if it's also tiv nasaya shekvar lo omed lachilas behemah machem esirchono, then it's spoiled, so it's not edible for the animals. So ain derech livro kotzim l'tzorech asiyas tit. Then that would be unusual to go and pick out the thorns for brick making, and therefore, once it's no longer edible for animals, that's why you need the second reason here, because if you only had the kotzim, then you would pick it out for the animals. But once it's tiv nesaria, then you're not going to pick it out for bricks. You'd pick it out for animals, but you wouldn't pick it out for bricks. We continue in this Mishnah Berurah where he says, V'dad, the kol zeh ha-sif, this entire sif, as we've already mentioned, hu rak yifi adas ha-mechaber le'el b'simin tov sarihei, the muktzah also be yontiv. This is only according to the opinion of the mechaber that there is an issur of muktzah on yontiv. However, avol adas ha-yashmi tirin, which the Ramah brings down, shuvo shom ba-agah, that lenient opinion that there is no muktzah on yontiv, so this whole sif doesn't get off the ground. Mutal estapik b'yontiv. You could start from an unstarted storehouse, an otzar, bein b'tevin bein meitzim, whether it's stored grain or wheat or whether it's stored wood. Afilu hichnis liotzer, even if you put it there for the winter, for a later point in time. Ramah, shelo yigia kan, why didn't the Ramah mention anything over here? Samach adilel, he already knows his shita. He said it so many times, he doesn't have to knock it in every time. So he's already stated his shita. He didn't feel it was necessary to mention it over here again. Mishnah Berurah obviously felt that it was important to mention it. Now we go to Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, "Note lim eitzim hasmuch l'dofni hasukkah umasikim behen." Now we're not going to get to Ramah today, so we'll just understand this Mechaber. The Mechaber is telling us here that we're dealing with wood or some sort of beams or boards that are adjacent to the sukkah, not actually supporting the sukkah, and certainly not the walls of the sukkah. So these adjacent boards or wood are allowed to be used for firewood on Yontif. Now, we're not necessarily talking about sukkahs over here. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Kot Lamed Ches, Zeh ha-sif mayri b'sukkah di'alma hasui letzel. This is a sukkah that you're using on Pesach or Shavuot's time in the summer, when it's nice outside and you'd like to sit outside, but it's too sunny and you want to sit in the shade. So you make yourself a booth, which is called a sukkah, but not a halachic sukkah. It's a booth. It's a pergola. And you're going to sit out there underneath this sukkah. Now, you have these boards that are adjacent to it. Aval hu adin, but the same halach applies, by the way, hu adin b'sukkah sechak. The same thing would apply on sukkahs with a real sukkah. That's no different. And that we'll learn, ukimavur l'kamen, and sif tof reish lamed ches, sif aleph, in agad, the Ramah over there, in hilchos sukkah, is going to talk about that. But it's lav davka, a real sukkah, but it also applies to a real sukkah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kot Lamed Tes, tells us, what does it mean, smuchim l'dafnei sukkah? It's the boards that we're talking about are the ones that are adjacent near the walls of the sukkah. Rotsu lomar, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Mechaber as follows. The eitzim shel sukkah atzmon, the eitzim, the wood of the sukkah itself, oschach shelo, or the covering on the top. That's certainly bevadai asu litlon litzarach de'rasu. That you can't use for firewood. You can't take off an existing structure, take down a wall from an existing booth, or the schach, the ceiling, the covering on top of your booth that's giving you shade, and use it for firewood. Why not? Mitam stiras binyan. That's a straightforward iser that you're not allowed to go and take down a structure on yontif. That's stira. Everybody agrees that there's ain binyan and stira. When it comes to a binyan, only machlokas is a binyan and stira by Caleb, but this is not Caleb, this is a binyan. So everybody agrees you can't go and take the actual wood from the booth itself, either the walls or the schach. What are we talking about? Birak konim, these boards, shesmochon svivos hadfanos, that are adjacent to and leaning on the walls of the sukkah. Now, kivin shelo nergu imadofen, they're not wrapped up, they're not bound, wound into the walls. Lo botle legabe, they're not considered subordinate to the walls and considered wall, there would be a situation of stira. And therefore, the ein behem yishum stira. In this situation, there is no stira. Now, the Chofetz Chaim adds over here in Sivkot Nusamach Gimel, in the Sharet Zion, he says, V'lesor stiras ha-konim mitzad asman. Why don't we say that these konim were set aside and they themselves, even though they're not part of the wall, are not allowed to be used? Avshim soviv kol advanos yevshar. Nevertheless, you shouldn't be allowed to use them. Kivin she'ein avusim v'arugim kimechitza. The reason why they're not themselves a problem is because they're not bound or set up in any way. They're just leaning there, and therefore they're not considered part of the walls and not considered separate structure by themselves. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, so there's no problem over here of stira on these boards that are adjacent to the sukkah. And likewise, they weren't set aside for building, and therefore they're not usher from that point of view. Why? The daite alayo me'esmo imitzarachlem. He put them there and he said, I'll use them for whatever I want. If I need them for firewood, I'll use them for firewood. If I need them to support the sukkah, I'll use it to support the sukkah. Shari eno soser all over there. Because by removing them, he's not in any way knocking down or destroying or weakening the booth that he has. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains, Umayri, we're talking about Bisha Einam Kivuin Umuchubar and Makarka. They obviously are not attached to the ground, stuck into the ground. Otherwise, then it would be a problem. And the Chofetz Chaim adds in Sif Katan Samachay in the Shaar Tzion that this is Pashut. Dim Lokin, because if they were attached to the ground, then you couldn't pull them up, have a lake of Chofer Guma, because you'd be pulling up a hole from the ground. You'd be creating a hole in the ground by uprooting them from the ground if you put them into the ground and now you took them out. Likewise, Gam Havile Kidechia Biyadayim. And likewise, when you stuck it into the ground, that's making it Muktza. That's like putting it into the ground. The Lukuliyama also Mishum Muktza. And in that situation, everybody would get it as Muktza. The issue foot number 46 says, Athlin in Oakland. However, in regards to food items, so there the Shulchan Aruch already taught us in Hilchos Shabbos, She'enam Nehevchom Lios Muktza. A food item doesn't become Muktza unless Imken Gam Dochom Biyadayim. The gam lochazu. By food items to make the muktzah, you have to do two things. You have to intentionally set them aside, and they have to no longer be edible. Therefore, the nafkamina we talked about earlier when we were in Hilchos Shabbos, im zarachit makarka, somebody throws in seeds into the ground, and they haven't taken root yet. Adayin lo hishrishu. So in this situation, or shenosan beitzim tachasan tanagolos, you put eggs underneath the chicken that the chicken should warm them up. In these situations, even though afogav shidichon biyodayim, you set them aside for using them here for planting or for hatching, even though you did it with your hands, they're not muktzah. Why? Because they're still edible the way they are right now, and a food item is different than the piece of wood that you have stuck in the ground. In any event, that's what the Chofetz Chaim adds over here in the Shaar Tzion. Now, furthermore, he says, V'nizbar b'poskim, back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, the poskim further say, the kol zeh b'shalo hismech ha'konim k'dila. Abo says, d'fani ha'sukkah, juch ha'zokim. That's what said, it's leaning on the sukkah, that's not a problem. It's adjacent to the sukkah, it's not a problem, and you can use it, unless you did it to strengthen the walls of the sukkah. Let's say it's a flimsy type of a cloth wall, and you put up these boards here so it will not blow so much in the wind, or that it won't sail away. So you're using these boards to hold it down or to strengthen the walls. In that situation, if you put it there for the express purpose of making the wall thicker, sturdier, as the Chofetz Chaim says, this is the opinion of the Ar Zeruah, in the name of the Yerushalmi, in the name of Shmuel, b'shenisgaving la'abos, if you intended to do so, then it's osur. Afal b'shelo nisvichu im ladofen, even though it's not intertwined with the walls, it's just leaning on the walls, the kaimi b'pein of shayu, it's still a separate entity, it's not bound in any way. Nevertheless, in this situation, afil hochi, misbatlin ladofen, they are considered subordinate to the wall, and this situation, also likach mehen. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Mechab is telling us, in this situation, you cannot use such wood. And even if the wall was already up, so the wall, quote, is sturdy and up there, and you're just making it sturdier, you still can't use it. In this situation, it's also still considered subordinate, and it's not going to be able to be used. This is a good stopping point. We'll stop over here. That concludes today's shiur.